Gary, another tough game. Do you think it was a fair result in the end?
It probably was in the end. I think got to be fair to them. They came and had a go. We knew they gamble with the game. They leave people up the pitch, and they always ask you questions on the counter. First half they probably had the better of it, but second half we dominated and created lots of opportunities and couldn't quite kill the game off.
But you're still second in the table. You're unbeaten in 14 matches. In fact, you've extended your advantage because Walsall lost and everybody else dropped points.
Yeah, that doesn't concern me. I'm not really bothered with what other teams do. I'm bothered about ourselves, and it was a game we wanted to win. In terms of effort, in terms of trying to win the game, I can't ask any more of the players. Second half, after a difficult week, they really gave everything, and just for a bit of quality in the penalty box or putting more of the chances that we created away, we would have won the game.
You lost Jussi Askelainen in the first half, replaced by Lee Nicholls. Do you apportion any blame for him for conceding the free kick?
No, I don't think so. I think it's one of the kind of, I don't know what they call it, the way he hits it is the ball moves a lot in the air, and I think he was excellent. And when he came in, it's very difficult for a goalie to come in, but since he's came back from his loan, he's trained with a great attitude and a great focus to be ready for whenever that opportunity comes. And I thought he showed real composure for a young goalie and real belief in himself that he could do the job and play very well.
And as far as Jussi Askelainen's concerned, was he taken off as a precaution? Is he injured?
It was a bang in the head, and he was quite groggy. Even at half-time, he was still very groggy and didn't really know what day it was or if he was knocked out. So the medical team decided to take him off.
Will he be fit for next week for Colchester?
I don't know, I'm not a doctor, so I'll ask the doctor.
Will Grigg, maybe quiet by his standards, but he still managed to score. He's a real fox in the box, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tremendous. I think he works extremely hard for the team. It's not just his goals that he provides for the team. His work rate, his hold-up play is first class, and he managed to, you know, work a few opportunities for him, and he got his goal, and then the one near the end where he swivels in the box is very unlucky. The goalie just hits him, really. So he's somebody that if we create chances for him, I know he'll score goals.
You took off Conor McElhaney and Jason Pearce. Are they injured?
Both, yeah, little injuries. Conor felt his hamstring tighten up. Hopefully it's not too bad. We got him off. Pearce felt a tackle that he made just before half-time that he was struggling. So it's not often you have to change three players in the first half, and I thought second half, whilst we would like to have freshened up the forward players and gave us more attacking threat, maybe later on when they tired, we didn't have that luxury, and the boys gave it everything and kept going right till the very last minute.